प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी नाथ श्याम कुंद रागुण गिरि गोविंद नाम की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी देवी की जय गंगा माया की जय यमुना माया की जय सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय ओ ग्लोरी टू यू सिमद वोटिस ओ ग्लोरी टू यू सिमद वोटिस थैंक यू वेरी मच ओ ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरु अंग गोपाल श्री भगवान मोहन विष्णु बधाई कृष्ण स्थान बुद्धले श्रीमते जय बता का स्वामी नित्य नाम नहीं नाम आचार्य बधाई नीता कृपा ने गोक दंड में का कम तने मोहन विष्णु बधाई कृष्ण स्थान बुद्धले श्रीमते भक्ति विनंत स्वामी नित्य नाम नहीं नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी चरण निज शेषु निज स्थान ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कंटिन्यू टू रीड फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांता स्वामी प्रभुपाद फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ द इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस चैप्टर 30 नेचर द एंजॉयर एंड कॉन्शियसनेस And we will continue from text 8 till 12 from chapter 13. I'll just read the translation. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth, all these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be, is ignorance. So we left off yesterday at steadiness, and we were discussing about determination, and Prabhupada says, you know, without such determination, one cannot make tangible progress. On page 651. So you know, it seems that he makes determination and steadiness is like an equivalent. It's kind of the same. And we talked about this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, Utsaham Nistya Dharyat. This, what is that? You need to be Utsaham, you need to be enthusiastic. Then Nistyat, that means determined, no? And Utsaham Nistya Dharyat. Is that patience? I have one at home, but I don't think we have one here. Okay, we look it up. No, I didn't prepare. We can look it up later. Or you can tell me tomorrow. So, but now, today, we'll continue with self-control. Because that's the next one in the translation. So we did steadiness. So self-control. Prabhupada says self-control means that one should not accept anything which is detrimental to the path of spiritual progress. So we more or less discussed it also about vairagya, that one should be accustomed to this and reject anything which is against the path of spiritual progress. So Rupa Goswami explains this, that anything favorable for devotional service should be accepted, and anything unfavorable should be rejected. That is real renunciation. You know that verse? No, I mean the Sanskrit. Falko Vairagya Uchate. Yeah, but he also means as Falko Vairagya. Nirbanda Krishna Sambandha, that's it.
Here,
Right. Right. Now, it's important. Prabhupada says if you want to preach, you need intelligence. But I would also, you know, suggest Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. You know, especially Guru, or like we're in ISKCON, you know, so as far as I understand, of course, Guru is there, but you have a whole system of authorities. Like here also you have like a, how's it called, department heads. So they're basically your authority, or in my case it's Vishnumurti Prabhu, and he's my authority. If I please him, then it's understood that my Guru Maharaj is pleased. That's the understanding. You know, I specifically asked him, can I do this service, and gave his blessing, so then there's like a sort of a flow of mercy. So, you know, but at the same time, you know, Guru is also there, but we can check our direct authority, like you're doing the college. So, you know, if you please Yadananda Maharaj or, you know, Rasa Mandala, if they're pleased with you, then it's the same thing. So we don't have to too much also do it by ourselves, because it's ultimately, it's all about pleasing Guru, you know. Yeah, he was saying that. But that specifically is mentioned in 434, which is speaking about the Guru, that Prabhupada says, what is that? Inquiries? Blind following is condemned, and you should inquire intelligently. You should have good questions. Yeah. Yeah, because it's interesting, because we're talking here about self-control. And Madhvacharya, he says, there's actually, in one sense, there's no such thing as self-control. You're either controlled by Maya or by Mahamaya, you know? So it's called, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains it, Tathasta. It's marginal energy. So although it's called Tathasta, like in between, Madhvacharya explained it's not really in between. So Altmarch also explained this to me. He said, at some stage, you have to choose. You know? And Madhvacharya explains that, because Prabhupada says, there's no such thing as soon as you turn your back from Krishna, it's Maya. It's instant. So in that sense, self-control, you know, it's interesting that we talk about Guru. You know? Because that's the real self-control in one sense. If we allow ourselves to be controlled by Guru, or like I explained, by our authority. But at the same time, I think also, I'm not sure if Prabhupada mentioned it, but I know some devotees mentioned that they say sometimes that intelligence is the only thing you don't surrender. You keep always some intelligence. Oh, that's nice. You surrender with intelligence. I like that. That's good. Right. And it's also part of the subtle body, right? Mind, intelligence, false ego. So like you say, your intelligence, you surrender with it. Now, yeah, because I want to move on to the next point, because, you know, self-control is... Right. Now, self-control is there. So now we'll talk about not renunciation. The senses, that's the next one, because it's here in the translation. So we have self-control, then renunciation of the objects of sense gratification. It's a little bit, how to say it in America, underrated. You know, people, it used to be overrated, cold showers and, you know, ice buckets. Now it's a little bit overrated. Sense control, it is important. There's nothing wrong with denying yourself a meal once or twice. Like Parthi's just told us that he had, I shouldn't mention his name, I already did, but he just told us he had 30 minutes of sleep. You know, there's nothing wrong with having 30 minutes of sleep. That's good. That's called sense control. The senses are so strong that they are always anxious to have sense gratification. So this is an important point. Of course, you have different kinds of devotees, but I don't like to think, but I think it's realistic to think that I belong in a category that, you know, are into this category. Like Prabhupada used to say that you are so fallen that you will be bothered by like sex desire your whole life. It will never go away. And Prabhupada basically explains specifically here also, but he basically explains as long as you have a body, as long as you have senses, then sense gratification will be there automatically. It's a machine. The senses, they react on sense gratification. You cannot stop it. The senses are so strong that they are always anxious to have sense gratification. So it's always. It basically doesn't stop. Of course, the idea is, what's that verse of Rupa Goswami? That you engage the senses in... What is that? Nabhavet. Yes. Yes, very nice. Thank you.
Even though the glory is transcendental, right, by engaging with your senses in devotional service, beginning with the tongue, and all the senses in the mind will be purified.
Yeah. Yeah, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the same thing. Eh? Among all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious. And Rupa Goswami explains it very scientifically, that you have the tongue, the belly, and the genitals. And it's one line. Vacha vekam, manasa krodha vekam, jiva vekam, udra pasta vekam. So, and then if you don't control these, then there's no question of controlling the mind. So it starts with the tongue. Either vibrating or, well, swallowing. Those two. And then also automatically the belly becomes controlled. I also find that, you know, when you get anger also, it's connected to the tongue, because you sometimes say things that you don't want to say. You also kind of lose yourself. And you feel the anger also, or you feel it also in your stomach, like fear. Yes, very good. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the karmis notice, it's called, they have a word for it, they're called adrenaline, you know, and it's actually like a drug. So it kicks in, because you sometimes, like Arjuna, devotees say it many times, eh? They say, Arjuna, he was angry, because how you can fight without this adrenaline? You can't, you know, because he was getting hurt also. And when you have the adrenaline pumping, you don't feel it. But then afterwards you start shaking, and then the adrenaline stops, and then the blood starts to clot, you know. And then the whole thing, and it's like a drug, you know. So, and then you get the reaction. So it has a use, but it, like you said, it does get polluted. And a Brahmin or a devotee, he should generally try to avoid it. Although Prabhupada does say in Nectar of Instruction that you cannot avoid it. Cannot avoid to be angry. And in one sense, that's true. At least, you know, in my personal life, it's I find it almost impossible to stop anger. And I know that Druta Karma and Vishnumurti also, they, like Vishnumurti says that, you know, I have an aversion, I like to find fault, so I edit. So that's one way of engaging that. And Druta Karma says, I'm very envious, so I engage it in defeating the scientists, you know. So we can engage this anger specifically to preach to the scientists and to, you know, karmis in general, but specifically the scientists and Mayavadis, of course. So, and Prabhupada says my most important preaching is my preaching against the scientists. So we shouldn't underestimate that. And we can engage that anger. Of course, it should be controlled. But like I said, in Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada mentioned you can't actually stop it. At the same time, you know, we should minimize it at least. One should not cater to these demands which are not necessary. The senses should only be gratified to keep the body fit so that one can discharge his duty in advancing in spiritual life. The most important and uncontrollable sense is the tongue. If one can control the tongue, then there is every possibility of controlling the other senses. Function of the tongue is to taste and to vibrate. Therefore, by systematic regulation, the tongue should always be engaged in tasting the remnants of foods of offered to Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna. So here the key word for me is systematic regulation or sadhana bhakti. You need to regulate it, and it needs to be in a systematic way. Like I was hearing one lecture of Bhaktivikas Maharaj, he says all this snacking is not good. You should have regulated times when you take prasada. This is systematic regulation. That's very important. And Prabhupada says this is actually the secret of healthy life. It's regulation. And it's a fact that you read any Chinese or Japanese or American that became 100 years old, and they will always say, every day I took, and they say something. And it can be sake, it can be jogging, but they will all say something that they did regulated. You see? So regulation is the key to healthy life. It's very important. And we just heard about Mr. Kant. So he was very regulated. He's a very profound philosopher. So, you know, it not only gives a long life, but it also helps the brain to function better. It's part of the mode of goodness. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can read it. But then what about this thing in Nectar of Instruction? Because it's good you read it, because I remember that also. 16:1? Yeah, chapter 16, verse 1. So that is a very important verse. I remember that. Yeah, and when you read it, it's very basic. Huh? We should just not become angry. But then, you know, I'm from Holland. Prabhupada became very angry when they tried to install Lord Jagannath, this Lord Jagannath we have here. And, you know, so how do you explain that? Like with the Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada gives the example of Hanuman burning Lanka. Yeah, but Prabhupada just explained that what somebody on the transcendental level, right? That's what you were reading. Where is it? Oh, 46. Yeah, I think you're right, Rasagata, you know, because if it's for Krishna, then it can be used. Like Arjuna, he wasn't angry. He said, let me just go to them and I'll drop my weapons in their lap and I'll just become a sannyasi and I'll just leave. He wasn't angry. Yes. Yeah, because most of us, at least myself, is conditioned. Conditioned means, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, that we've been in this material world for millions of lives. So we have a certain conditioning. And this anger, you can check it in yourself. Why am I angry? And usually it has to do with either prasadam or sleep or your room. In other words, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Yeah, or some girl or some boy. And you get angry about that. So you should always check, why am I angry? Is it Krishna conscious or is it sense gratification? If it has anything to do with those four, it's not Krishna conscious, it's just sense gratification. Of course, is it for someone else, you know, someone else asleep, that you might consider, but still it's, you could call it extended sense gratification. It should always be connected with Krishna. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, the transcendental qualities he speaks about. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, 16.3. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Well, of course, yeah, because here we're talking what is knowledge, and there he's talking about transcendental qualities, so it's connected. It's connected. Little bit, yeah. So we're talking about controlling the senses, or how does Krishna say it? He's saying renunciation of the objects of sense gratification. So the tongue should be engaged in eating prasadam and chanting Hare Krishna. The eyes should be only allowed to see nothing else but the beautiful form of Krishna, or in our case, Gopinath. That will control the eyes. Similarly, the ear should be engaged in hearing about Krishna, and the nose in smelling the flowers offered to Krishna. So Hanumak Prashad Maharaj, he said that all the different angas of Astanga Yoga, they are imbibed in Krishna consciousness. So we just—I don't exactly the details of that statement. Perhaps we should ask him if he returns. Maybe he doesn't know either. I don't know, but it's there. Maybe it's not for us to know, but we should know. Of course, nothing wrong doing a little bit of yoga for some health, but we should know that ultimately everything is included in Krishna consciousness. It's there. Like Prabhupada used to say, when you smell the flower, all your life errors get sorted out. So it takes you so many asanas and this and that to control the breath. There's so many different breaths. You just smell one flower offered to Krishna, the whole thing gets sorted. So these things are very mystical. Right. Yeah, prasadam also, it's the life of Krishna. We don't know how these things exactly work. This is the process of devotional service, and it is understood here that Bhagavad Gita is simply expounding the signs of devotional service. Devotional service is the main and sole objective. So Prabhupada here, he reiterates that all these qualities are all pointing to devotional service. And like we were just discussing about anger or self-control, you know, it should all be connected to serving Krishna in devotion. Unintelligent commentators on the Bhagavad Gita try to divert the mind of the reader to other subjects, but there's no other subject in Bhagavad Gita than devotional service. False ego means accepting this body as oneself. So now we go on to false ego, right? Absence of false ego. False ego means accepting this body as oneself. I explained many times, the ahankar, I am doing. When one understands that he's not this body and his spirit soul, he comes to his real ego. Ego is there, false ego is condemned, but not real ego. Then Prabhupada talks about this, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am spirit. And yeah, I'll stop there, because then we'll go on to, that's an important subject. Try to understand the distress of accepting birth, death, old age and disease. So we can do that tomorrow. Well, you can do whatever you want. You can do it Sunday also. But that's another topic. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, well, let's have go.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
So much to say.